genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. We're on every day live, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and our theme in the second hour today is a vision of something better. Each of my guests will talk about making something better, whether it's our lives, American manufacturing, or our relationships. My first guest is a leading researcher who reveals the causes and solutions to many behavioral problems. He and his co-authors discovered that willpower alone is insufficient to change behavior. We'll discuss the new science of personal success from his book, Change Anything. My second guest is a true patriot. He believes we as consumers must protect America's ability to produce products, create jobs, and remain a world leader. We'll discuss his leading-edge website, madeinusaforever.com. My third guest will give us some helpful advice on how to improve our lives from the teachings of Dr. Robert Schofield. We'll discuss strategies for our most important relationships from her book, Always an Ally, Never an Enemy. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, David Maxfield, has led high-leverage research initiatives that uncover causes and the solutions to managerial, cultural, and operational inefficiencies that directly affect a business's bottom line. He's the co-author of the New York Times bestseller, Influencer, The Power to Change Anything. His latest book is titled Change Anything, The New Science of Personal Success. A respected academic, David has taught at both Stanford University and the Marriott School of Management at Brigham Young University. Currently, David is the Vice President of Research at Vital Smarts, an innovative corporate training company that teaches skills which deliver significant improvements and results to companies that results that companies care about most. David, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thanks, Bill. I am great.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. Love to talk to thought leaders. And what struck me most about your work was that you believe that willpower is overrated. What makes you say that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. What we've found in our research with more than 5,000 changers is that willpower, I mean, how much somebody wants to change, their desire, their motivation to change, has surprisingly little to do with whether they succeed in changing. And this is across areas as different as climbing out of a deep hole of debt or improving your fitness and losing weight, even overcoming addictions or fixing a relationship. That wanting to do it is not nearly enough.
Well, now that's interesting because we're taught that if you believe in it enough and if you want it enough, then you can make it happen. And you're saying that your research flies in the face of that old axiom. Tell me more.
Boy, it sure does. It turns out we overestimate our ability to just gut things out, and we're blind to the influences that are around us. We're kind of kept prisoner by this status quo monster. Our entire world, the world around us is designed to keep us stuck where we are. If we step back and we look at those influences, the things we do have control over, and start changing them, we find we can help people become 10 times more successful at creating the change that they want in their lives.
All right, change the influences. That will have a bigger effect. I get that, David. But what are some of those outside influences that most impact our ability to change?
That's a great question. Here's an example. we've discovered that our bad habits are almost always a team sport. We're surrounded by people who encourage us or enable the bad habit, but we don't even notice that they're doing that. Sometimes it's as subtle as they're role modeling something, our bad habit, and make us feel comfortable doing the same. What we find is we have people identify who are their friends and who are their accomplices. Where we'll define an accomplice as someone who's enabling or encouraging the bad habit, even if they're a close friend, and then friends as people who are helping you make the change that you want to make. And if you can take just two accomplices and make them friends, your odds of success go up 40%.
Wow. Converting an accomplice into a friend really dramatically improves your chances of success. We're talking to David Maxfield, everybody, author of the book Change Anything, The New Science of Personal Success. Now, David, that's interesting because it goes right in the line with the old axiom, you're known by the company that you keep. So talk to me a little bit more about the influences that our peers have on us and how that might be holding us back.
Yeah, let me give an example. Suppose someone is trying to get out of debt and spend less money. If they do a careful analysis of who they're around when they're spending money, so they might be going out to eat with friends at work, how much of that money is going down the hole, or they might be spending on their children, on their husband or wife, and if they can identify when they're spending money, who they're with, who they're spending the money for, or who they're spending money to impress, like with that new car, and then they can invite those people to help them save rather than help them spend, that's the kind of change that makes a far bigger impact on their spending than people realize.
All right. Now, that's a great example. But I want to come back to this whole thing of willpower, if I can, and talk about the other influencers that may be affecting or impacting why it is we can or cannot change. And specifically, I want to talk about maybe the difference between what you call willpower and what I might call personal motivation. It seems to me I have to be motivated to make the change, and that, to me, is almost synonymous with willpower. So break it down for us, David, if you will. What's the difference between the two?
Absolutely. And we're not saying that there's no such thing as willpower. I agree with you that what we mean by willpower is that personal motivation. But it turns out that we're almost like two people. We have that motivation and willpower when we're at our best, when we've just finished breakfast and we're saying, I'm going to diet for the rest of the day. And then we get to lunch or snack time, and it's as if we've transformed into somebody else, that person who's going to get off their diet. So what we need is a way to change our emotions during tempting moments. And we've gone through and we've identified 22 different tactics people use to regain control during those crucial tempting moments. So, for example, some of the things that work, changers will use something like a personal motivation statement. So here's an example. One of our changers who was trying to get out of debt kept a cut-up credit card in her wallet. The first thing she'd see when she opened her wallet was half a credit card.
Wow.
Right? Just to remind her of what her better self would want her to do in the moment.
Okay. Then that's a great example. But let's talk about some of these changes that one has to make, if we can, David, and talk a little bit more about learning new skills. Because I like what you say. When we're at our best, motivation and willpower come easily. However, when we're at our worst is where temptation is the strongest. So talk to me about personal ability, how we need to learn new skills mm-hmm. to help promote this change.
Sure. So if we turn from personal motivation, what we want to do, to personal skill, personal ability, and what we're able to do, it turns out that the bad habits we have involved quite a few skills. So when we were talking and working with like a person who was trying to overcome a drug addiction, it turned out he was pretty adept at finding drugs, at getting drugs at the right price, at finding places he could take drugs without getting caught. He even became an expert at what to shoplift and how to fence it. Right? So
wow.
He was an expert at his bad habit, but when it came to the good habits, he had to skill up pretty dramatically. Right? So many times new positive habits require a whole new set of skills, and we don't even think about skilling up.
Well, give us some examples. And most of the people, David, listening to the sound of our voice are at work or perhaps in their car going to a sales appointment. And let's talk about something specific. Let's say somebody wants to improve their lot at work. Maybe it's get a promotion. Maybe it's leave their job and find a new job. Talk about some skills that we would need to have to increase our personal ability in that area.
Yep. In fact, the Change Anything book has a whole chapter on how to get unstuck in your career or get on board with it with a new job. We find in our research, and we did this research across a wide variety of organizations, from large multinational accounting firms to high-tech software companies, wide variety. We found three behaviors that drive career success that are within your control. Now, I'll phrase them really briefly. One is know your stuff. The second is work on the right stuff. And third is develop a reputation for being generous with your time and expertise. If I start with know your stuff, if let's say you work as an accountant in a firm, you want to find ways to keep pushing the envelope of your accounting skills. Don't ever rest on your laurels. Look for chances to be at the edge, the cutting edge of your job.
Okay. All right. That seems to make sense.
I mean, these are pretty obvious, right?
Yes.
The second is we say focus on the right stuff. And let's say you're a software engineer and you're working on a variety of different software projects. You should be touching base with the opinion leaders who work around you, those, the people you respect and who others respect, and learn from them. Ask them what they see as the hottest priorities, what they see as the most mission-critical tasks, and find ways that you can contribute to those tasks. That will make you far more valuable within the organization. And then finally, it's develop a reputation for being generous with your time and your expertise. Again, look around you for opportunities to help others, like your boss, the opinion leaders you work with, important customers. Go out of your way to be generous, and don't expect any immediate return. Don't make it look instrumental, like you want something in return. Develop that reputation, and it will come back to help you.
Well, now that's the one, David, that I wanted to glom in on, if we can, for just a minute, because in this day and age when we're so pressed for time because of cutbacks and everything else, we're probably doing more work than one person can actually do. Find it difficult to be generous with the time and expertise on certain things. So talk to me about that balance between getting the job done and then being able to share your expertise and your time with others.
Well, it helps if you can actually try to put this on your schedule and say, I'm going to, you know, once a week, I'm going to spend an hour and I'm going to look for opportunities where the work I've already been doing could benefit somebody else. Because chances are the work you're doing is hidden from people who need to know it. Organizations aren't very good at spreading information. So that alone is one strategy you might use. Another strategy is to make sure that you spend some time with the opinion leaders in your group at least once a week. Maybe that's taking someone to lunch or joining them with lunch, or maybe it's just stopping by their desk or by their office and learning what they're working on. And chances are, right in the spur of the moment, you may have some ideas that they will find valuable.
All right, great advice. We're getting great advice from David Maxfield, author of the book Change Anything, The New Science of Personal Success. And David, in the book, you and your authors describe something that you call a crucial moment. So describe, what is a crucial moment for my audience?
Yeah, a crucial moment is when your willpower gives way. So a crucial moment for me might be let's say that I'm trying to lose about 10 pounds, which would be pretty accurate.
Aren't we all?
And I'm doing pretty well when I'm at home. I exercise pretty well. I watch what I eat. But I travel pretty much every week as a part of my job. And I'm walking by the coffee shop in the airport, and I could easily drink 300 calories. It'd be pretty easy. For me, that's a crucial moment because it's a moment when I may very well give in to temptation. What we find is that people typically have four or five crucial moments of temptation that they need to overcome. That it's not gutting out a problem 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. It's gutting it out, or it's it's actually it's fixing three or four or four or five crucial moments during your day. If you can focus your efforts on those crucial moments and fix them, then change becomes far easier and lasting.
And that does make it a little bit more palatable, certainly a little bit easier for us to consume. David, you're known for doing great research, and the research that you put into this book is exemplary. What surprised you most of the findings as you conducted your research for Change Anything?
The most surprising was the role of time. But one of the most common questions I get asked is, how long does it take to change a bad habit? And what we've discovered is that time is not the variable of importance. It doesn't have to do with time. It has to do with how many influences you bring to bear in combination on a problem. If you do that in a week, your change will begin in a week. If it takes you a year to do that, your change will begin a year. And so it's interesting that time hasn't been the variable.
Isn't that interesting? We're talking to David Maxfield, everybody, author of the book Change Anything. David, what do you want readers to take away from reading the book Change Anything?
Well, first of all, I want them to understand that there's incredible hope, that if they combine multiple sources, the different sources we have in our book, they become 10 times more successful at changing what they want to change in their life, whether that's a drug addiction, or it's improving a relationship, or it's getting their career on track, or what have you.
And I think that is an important finding, after all. We're talking to David Maxfield, everybody, author of the book Change Anything, The New Science of Personal Success. David, if people really are intrigued by what they hear, they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I encourage them to come to our website at changeanythingbook.com, and they'll find some fun videos and examples and information they can start using right away.
Oh, that's great. David, it has been a real delight having you as our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.